Thank you for listening to this sermon from Arapahoe Road Baptist Church. We hope you enjoy the teaching of Dr. David Rogers, lead pastor of Arapahoe Road. For more information about our church and its ministries, please visit arapahoeroad.org. And now, here's Pastor David Rogers.
We want to tell you a story this morning.
Les voy a contar una historia esta mañana.
It's a story of how the Lord has been writing a new chapter here at Arapahoe Road.
La historia de cómo Dios está escribiendo un nuevo capítulo en la iglesia de Arapahoe el día de hoy.
If you've been here for the past several years, you know that this church has gone through all kinds of changes.
Si ustedes han estado por algunos años aquí en la iglesia, se han dado cuenta de algunos cambios que han habido.
There's been some glorious days of great fun and excitement.
Días de gran alegría y emoción.
And there have been some very difficult days that the Lord has led us through.
Pero también hemos tenido días difíciles en los cuales hemos pasado.
One of the scriptures that has been so profoundly influential for me is Zechariah chapter 2.
Una de las partes de la escritura que ha sido de gran influencia para mí ha sido Zacarías capítulo 2.
One of my mentors encouraged me to look at that chapter and see if the Lord might speak to me and through to our leadership through that chapter.
Uno de mis mentores me ha sugerido este capítulo 2 que han sido muy significativos para mí.
The backstory of that chapter is Jerusalem has been ransacked, and now they're at a place where they're trying to rebuild it for a new day.
Este pasaje nos muestra la historia cómo Jerusalén experimentó, ¿verdad?, la destrucción y cómo tenía que ser reconstruida nuevamente.
And in that chapter, a man is going to Jerusalem with a measuring stick to measure out the walls so they can rebuild the place just as it was.
En esa historia muestra un hombre que está listo a reconstruir la ciudad y lleva con él una vara de medir para medir las dimensiones de la ciudad para reconstruir el muro.
And the angel of the Lord cries out to stop that man because the Lord is going to rebuild his holy city as a city without walls.
Pero el ángel del Señor detiene a este hombre y le dice que no construya el muro porque el Señor tiene planes para reconstruir él mismo esa ciudad.
In verses 10 through 12 says this: Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord.
Y la escritura dice del verso 10 al 12, y aquel varón que estaba entre los mirtos respondió y dijo, estos son los que Jehová ha enviado a recorrer la tierra. Y ellos hablaron a aquel ángel de Jehová que estaba entre los mirtos y dijeron, hemos recorrido la tierra y aquí toda la tierra está reposada y quieta.
And many nations, shall join themselves to the Lord in that day and shall be my people, and I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
Y se unirán muchas naciones a Jehová en aquel día, y me serán por pueblo, y moraré en medio de ti, y entonces conocerás que Jehová de los ejércitos me ha enviado a ti.
That many nations part has been such a key point for me.
Muchas naciones es la parte clave para mí.
In this chapter, I've been able to see unfold before our very eyes in some ways.
Y este capítulo es lo que me muestra en muchas maneras lo que Dios tiene para mí, para nosotros.
As we became intentional to partner with other groups to reach our community, what we began to see were the nations coming onto our church campus like never before.
Y al ver esto, estoy viendo a muchas naciones que vengan aquí y que sean parte de este lugar.
And many nations who now come onto our campus every day come from nations that speak Spanish.
Y muchas de esas naciones han llegado a este lugar hablando español.
Especially since we've partnered with Garland Kahn Academy.
Especialmente cuando tenemos una colaboración o trabajo continuo conjunto con Garland Kahn Academy.
And so what our prayer has been as leadership is, Lord, show us how to minister to these new friends that are coming on to your campus every single day.
Y esa es una de las cosas por las cuales nosotros vemos que las familias vienen a tener una relación con nosotros, y es de cada día.
And we've been praying for over a year and talking with friends in our community and through the Dallas Baptist Association that speak Spanish and work with Spanish-speaking peoples to help us find someone that may be able to help us.
Y hemos estado orando para que de alguna manera pudiéramos alcanzar a las familias que vienen a través de Dallas Kahn Academy que hablan español.
And that's why we're here today, because we believe that the Lord has heard our prayers. You'll hear from Pastor Joel how they've been praying as a church family and how today is the beginning of a new chapter that the Lord's been writing so that all the nations that live in our neighborhood might come to know him.
Por eso el Pastor Joel, Pastor Joel y yo hemos estado hablando, que hemos estado orando por de cómo llevar a cabo esta misión.
Pastor Joel, would you take the next 10 or 15 minutes and just share your story and share the story of how the Lord has been at work in bringing us together today?
Pastor Joel, Pastor Joel, ¿usted quiere compartir con nosotros cómo hemos estado trabajando y de cómo Dios nos ha traído a estar juntos en esta hora? Yes. I think the Spanish people, they know already, but I'm going to try to say in English and see. I hope that you can understand me. Well, several months ago, almost 2 years ago, in December 27, we talked to several families, in this case, a couple that is present here. The sister, she asked me, why we don't start, you know, having a meeting? And she said, well, we can offer a home. We can start a home. And several other families, we agreed to reunite or to be or to gather in the same place as their home. Their home is a couple. His name is, they're here, Armando and Annabelle. And for a long, almost 2 years, well, October, November, December, almost 2 years, we've been meeting over there. We've been praying for a place. And we are people that we're accustomed to work, not only to have meetings, not only to worship, not only to be inside four walls, but our heart is burning to go outside, to reach people. But we've been praying because we didn't have the resources. The main resources is not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is in us. But allocations, a building. So through, we didn't know. Through the prayers, we've been praying for that needs. And we tried to find a place. No, this is not a place. We went to different place. I think it's not the will of God to be here. We went in different ways. And God shows us it's not a time, it's not a place. But now, according to the will of God, we didn't know that you've been praying. You don't know that we've been praying. And then one day, Brother Lazaro Chapa, he calls me and says, Pastor, I have another pastor praying as you. I said, wow, wonderful. And I think God is leading you both in the same direction, same prayers, same needs. And I said, well, are you willing to talk to Pastor David Rogers, Dr. David Rogers? I said, well, I don't know him yet, but God knows. God knows him. So, yes, we can meet with him. So we place a meeting. We talk. We share our visions. And in the way that I noticed that it was the same. Same feelings, same heart, same vision, same needs, and same direction from God. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you, in a few more minutes, I'm going to ask you to pray. And Pastor David, he said, well, Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 and ahead, 11, talks to my life. And I think this is the day. Because I'm going to share with you in three different passages of the Bible how God confirmed our vision. And we're going to ask everybody to pray for each of what God is saying through his word, through three different ones, three different chapters. I was reading chapter 1, but probably you don't know why I was reading in Spanish. I was reading chapter 1, and he was reading chapter 2. And I said, how come? When he said, it's 11. Oh, okay, I got it. But let me tell you, chapter 1, chapter 2, is that in the same context to the other passages of the Bible, is the confirmation that God, what God will do to you, to us, in one body, in one spirit, in one Lord, in one direction, how God is going to work to us. Our community, they need to know. One of the things that I share with our congregation is, you can see every house in this season, graves, dead, ghosts, spiders. You know what tells me? That needs to hear the message. Salvation. God gives peace, salvation, life, eternity. He dwells in their hearts. He can, but he needs to know. They need to hear. That's why we are here. You are here. We are here to reach that people into the darkness. Like the Bible says, bring into from the darkness to the light of God. So that's why we're here. And I don't know if it's time to share, you know, and invite you to all to pray. Pray without cease. Thus, Paul is not an optional. It's a demanding need in our hearts as Christians, as people of God. I'm going to extend a little bit more about what I feel. Zechariah chapter 2. God sent his angel, and he said, do not build the walls. You know why? Because God says, I'm going to put my fire, my presence in that place. And every nation can come. Every nation can be part of it. Every nation can dwell in the same place. One day, Jesus says, one day you're going to worship God, not only in Jerusalem, everywhere, from all the nations. And I feel this here through his vision, through my vision, through your vision, through their vision. That God is talking to us today. For me, I'm excited because God is telling and talking to my heart and my spirit. I can be broken. You can be broken this morning. But we don't know yet what God will do to us in the following months, in the following years. At the beginning, when I talked to Pastor David, he said, well, what about from now on to 20 years? Later on, Holy Spirit talked to us and changed the mind and said, no, to 20 years. Until the Lord's come. We don't know. Only God knows. That's why we're going to work hard. Hands to hand, shoulder to shoulder, under one direction, the Holy Spirit direction. And I don't know how many time or how long, or how many minutes we can have, but tell me, Pastor David, if we can share the three passages right now, or you want to say something else, add it?
Sure. So we wanted, when we met this week, we usually meet on Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock to talk about next steps. And so one of the things that we certainly want to do during our time together is pray together as a group of people that want to reach this community. And I wanted you to hear a little bit from Pastor Joel. And if you didn't know, the Dallas Baptist Association has been working with Pastor Joel and with his congregation. They're a new church plant. They've been around for about a year. Would you mind just sharing just a little bit of your personal testimony so our church family can know you?
Well, let me tell you, I have a pastor that he calls us, my brothers and I, the Levites, because my dad, he was a pastor. He served the Lord around 55 years. He was a missionary. He was a pastor of the church. He was a counselor. He was, you know, everything. And I'm a, what they call, PK?
Pastor's kid.
Pastor's kid. Hijo de pastor. And I experienced everything with every PK experiment, you know. And, well, I think God was working with me. Well, at the beginning, when I received my call, like I born in a Christian family, but I remember that one day my father, he said, well, let me tell you, son, God has not grandkids, has had kids only. So you need to come to Jesus Christ when you feel that God's calling you. That happens at the age 16, when I noticed that I was not saved. I need God. And I talked to God. I was scared. You know, from kid, listen to Bible lessons, Bible study, memorizing scriptures and all that, and being in every Bible vacation, Bible school, my mom, my dad, everybody involved in the church, and I noticed that I was not saved. I hear the message of salvation how many times, how many years, and I noticed I wasn't saved. I said, I need Christ, I need God. God, I'm scared because I don't believe in you. But God touched my heart and be merciful with me, and I can feel it. Well, a few more months, it's hard to talk about our testimony. Broke my heart. Well, several months later, God called me, put a faith in my heart. But it's very, very important, brothers and sisters. God, when calls, he didn't call me only to confess. He didn't call me only to receive. He called me to believe. And I believe in him. When I believe in him, well, I became Christian. And now I'm a son of God, but during my teenage years, I had a pastor, like I have my mentor pastor, my youth pastor, and they asked me, Joel, why you don't go to the seminary to study, to go to the school, to the seminary, to the Baptist seminary? I said, no, I don't think God has that for me. Because my father, he's a pastor. My father has five kids. Four boys, one girl. And the two oldest than me, they went to the seminary. They were already pastors. My father pastor. I said, I don't think God wants another one. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. But let me tell you this. That happens the same as Jonah. God closed all the ways. Said, nope, nope, No. Finally, I listened to God and I went to the seminary. I was ordained in 1996 here in Dallas. Since that time, I've been a pastor almost 20 years, a little bit above 20 years, serving different churches, different people, different communities. I served for First Baptist Church in Alamo, Texas, and all the rest, Hispanic churches, bilingual churches, Spanish only. And I have my two older brothers, they're pastors, one in Edinburgh, close to McAllen, Texas, another one in Houston. I'm serving here. My youngest brother, he serves, he helps like executive pastor with my brother next to me, my oldest. And my sister, she serves only as a member. She said, God, take all the gifts to you all, not to me. And I said, no, sister, you need to go and serve the Lord too. But she's serving in the church too. And I have 4 kids. My wife, Maria, she's somewhere around over there. And I have 4 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls. My oldest son, he's Joel as me. I love too much my name, I guess. And yeah, he got married. He went to UT Austin. He got married. And they were members of this church before, so a couple years ago, I guess.
So Joel and Sabrina.
Yeah, I don't know. You remember Joel and Sabrina.
Were members of this church before we ever even knew one another.
Correct. We didn't know.
And you were here on a very important day. Tell a little bit of that story, because this blew my mind when you shared this with me.
Yeah, well, Joe was sharing the message with her. She was not a believer. And one day I talked to her and she said, let me tell you what happened. I noticed when Joe prays, God answers. I know when Joe talks about God, he believes, and I feel it, that he's with his presence in him. So I think it's moving me to say there is a God. Well, they moved from Austin to here, to Garland, and they start coming to this church. And she received Jesus Christ here, and she was baptized here. A few months later, God moves them to Fort Worth, North Fort Worth in Justin. They got 4 kids, ages 8, 7, 2, and 1. They have a baby. I got 2 girls, daughters. The oldest one, she was a minister of the youth in the past. I think a few months ago, she changed. She was serving in San Antonio, in Trinity Baptist Church in San Antonio, ministering all the youth people, and they came back to home. Now she's working as human resources, at Teach for America, hiring teachers for the schools. And my youngest daughter, her name is, well, I forgot her name, Joel, Dara, and Ashley. Ashley, she went to Rice University. She graduates as chemical engineering. She stays over there around 4 years and said, no more Houston, I go back to Dallas. So she came here and she started working as a teacher in high school. Her plan is to continue her education in medicine or something else. Because she said, well, engineering is a little bit hard. It's a struggle with, competing. The competition is hard with the men. I'm a woman. And the men and women, believe it or not, in that area of profession, is hard. It's a competition. I'm a woman. So I feel that I need to go somewhere else, a different area. But right now, she's teaching as a science. And in the past, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her. When President George Woods was a president, she met with her because she was one of the 10 greatest students in science. And President George Bush's son met with her and I said, Ashley, what president told you? She said, well, I think the president told me, Ashley, do you know what cause the president comes and talk to you just to invite you to be part of the government, you know, in science? Think about it. You are 10th in all the nations. And she works with Cambridge University in research for cells, motor cells, something like that. And she went to the board of the scientists, and now she's 27 years old. And but she said, no, I'm going back home. Well, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to work 2 years as a teacher. She's a teacher now in science. This is Ashley. Next step. Isaí. Isaí's name is in Spanish name as Jesse, David's father in the Bible. Isaí, he went to the same school, Rice University. He graduates as a mechanical engineer. But he said, I want to continue my education probably. I'm applying right now to go to Stanford to get my MBA because the company offered me to be a CEO for the company, but I need to get my MBA first. So I asked to pray for him because he went last time to work to Scotland. He went to Amsterdam. And right now he'll be sent to Oxford, England, go to London this coming Tuesday. He said that. Company sent me over there to work 5 days. And I said, well, do you know what company sees in you? He said, well, I think they want to send me because they had the trust in me. I said, no, they see something different in you that is Christ. So that's why it makes the difference. And then, well, he's going this Tuesday, but he's a chemical engineer. I mean, he's a mechanical engineer, but he wants to go to get his MBA. This is my 4 kids. And God is blessing us. Everything that our family, our kids has, they know, and they give thanks to God because everything comes from above, from the heavens, from God. And we're thankful for that. And myself, I've been ordained in 1986. I've been serving for almost 20 years as pastor. But talking with the Baptist General Convention of Texas, Mateo Rendon, one of the people who is in charge of church planting, he said, Pastor, how you have in mind to start a new church? And I said, no, I never talk about it. I've been in all churches organized already. And he said, do you try that? I said, my father, he was a pastor, he was a missionary, he was a church planter, he was everything, he was this, he was that. Well, let me try that. Let me try that is, you know, I start doing something new. And like I said, we started a family, the Nahir family. All the rest of the members, we meet in there until God leading us to here. I don't know, but I think God has something big for us.
Amen.
For all. For all. We are one church. 2 languages, one church, and one Lord.
Isn't it just like the Lord of all of the hundreds and hundreds of churches in this area that he would allow his son and his son's wife, when they came to Garland, to start attending this church, that she would come to know the Lord while they were here, and that the day that she was baptized here, he was sitting right out there. And a few years later, the Lord would bring us back together, and already he would go, I've been to this place.
Yes.
I've got a connection with this place. And Joel, I'm so grateful for your friendship. I'm grateful that our church family gets to meet new friends, gets to serve together, gets to learn together. There certainly will be things that we have to learn from you, and Amen. That you probably will begin to learn from our church family as 2 languages and 2 cultures collide in a beautiful, glorious mess. But I'm grateful that we get to work together and Amen. Serve together. Joel, we've got about 10 minutes before we need to be dismissed for the day and get ready for the fall festival. Your group's going to be here to enjoy a fall festival with our community and to reach out to Spanish-speaking people that will come onto our campus today. But would you lead us in some ways to pray before we conclude our time together?
I know that the time is precious, and I say, well, I'm going to share with you three different scriptures that you can help us, everybody can help, and everybody can pray. Mm. And this is my petition for pray. And I'm going to share this scripture. In Revelation chapter 11, verses 1, the Bible says, "And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein." In Spanish says like this, Apocalipsis 11:1. "Entonces me fue dada una caña semejante a una vara de medir. Y se me dijo, Levántate y mide el templo de Dios y el altar y a los que adoran en él." In Matthew, Jesus says, "Again, I say unto you, that two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, and they shall ask. It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Otra vez os digo que si dos de vosotros se pusieran de acuerdo en la tierra acerca de cualquier cosa que pidieren, le será hecho por mi Padre que está en los cielos. Through scripture. This is for one prayer. John 8:17. "It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Y en vuestra ley está escrito que el testimonio de dos hombres es verdadero. Today, Pastor David and I, we came as two. And God sends us two. And God, I think and I believe God sends us two. And I ask you everyone to pray." Now I'm going to say in Spanish. Hemos leído esta porción de la Escritura y habla de dos que se ponen de acuerdo, de dos que son enviados. Yo pienso que el Pastor David y yo, pues somos dos que estamos aquí y que necesitamos, ¿verdad?, orar. Entonces, cada uno de ahorita va a orar. Ustedes van a orar porque Dios mantenga el liderazgo en nosotros dos. Well, I'm going to ask you this to pray. We're going to take a moment to pray because I have two other more things I have to share with you real quick in a few more minutes. So we pray. Take a minute to pray. Pray that God lead us, Brother David and I, in the same direction. The Holy Spirit take us in the same place. Take a minute. Pray for that. Tome un minuto. Oren por los dos. Que Dios nos lleve en su dirección. Oremos. We pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment. We pray for David and I, Pastor David and I. We are two, Father. We send us as a two witness in the future that comes to share your message to this world in tribulation. But today we are two. We ask you to lead us in that direction that we can reach the people, we can reach others for your glory, for your praise, reach people for salvation. Help us to take the message, prepare the soil that the message of the seed can receive. Padre, te pedimos, Señor, en esta hora que bendigas al Pastor David y a mí. Y, Señor, que prepare los corazones donde va a ser enviado el mensaje, que nos ayudes a alcanzar a otros y que la semilla caiga en buena tierra. We ask in the name of Jesus. Lo pedido en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Okay. The next scripture is, well, in the chapter 2, I'm very excited. In the chapter 2, Zechariah is talking about the walls, talking about to build the city. Well, I found this scripture that is telling us, Paul talking in 2 Corinthians 6:16, he said, "For ye are the temple of God, a living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, I walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will shall be my people. Porque vosotros sois el templo de Dios viviente, como Dios dijo, habitaré y andaré entre ellos. Y seré su Dios, y ellos serán mi pueblo." So Zechariah is talking about the man who was taking the measurement with a stick. Let me tell you this. According to the vision, is our vision. God is telling us that God, his presence, is to receive everybody who comes. All the nations, every language can be part of this church. La visión de Zacarías es que todas las naciones vinieran a Jerusalén, porque dijo el Señor, aquí es donde voy a construir yo voy a construir, yo voy a hacer el fuego, yo voy a ser el que voy a construir esta ciudad con otras naciones que vendrán. Esta es la iglesia, otras naciones que vendrán. We're going to put white, no walls, white, I'll reach out. Nuestro alcance tiene que ser tan grande, tan amplio. No hay paredes que lo detengan. The word God says, the word God is not under prison, is not imprisonment. La palabra de Dios no está presa. Y nosotros somos, we are, that we have to continue that message. The third one, the last one. Oh, well, by the way, let's pray that God bring all the people here, and we can not put walls, to be open hearts to reach the people around us from everywhere, from every nation. Take another moment to pray, please. Father, we ask you, at this moment, we continue praying, talking to you. Going to your presence. To give us the best wisdom through your word, through your spirit, to bring all the nations around here to come to this place. Use us as a vessels, good vessels, for your glory, for your honor. To your name. Padre, ayúdanos a alcanzar a toda la gente alrededor de todas las naciones para tu honra y para tu gloria en esta hora. In Christ we ask. En Cristo lo pedimos. Amén. And the last one I'm going to share. This portion of the scripture probably is the longest portion. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says like this, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him no warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." Again, "When a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity and I lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sins, and his righteousness which he had done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned also that has delivered the soul. In Spanish. Hijo de hombre, yo te he puesto por atalaya a la casa de Israel. Oirás, pues tú la palabra de mi boca, y los amonestarás de mi parte. Cuando yo dijera al impío, de cierto morirás, y tú no lo amonestares ni le hablares. Para que el impío sea percibido de su mal camino, a fin de que viva, el impío morirá por su maldad, pero su sangre demandaré de tu mano. Pero si tú amonestares al impío, y él no se convirtiere de su impiedad y de su mal camino, él morirá por su maldad, pero tú habrás librado tu alma. Si el justo se apartare de su justicia e hiciese maldad y pusiere yo tropiezo delante de él, él morirá, porque tú no le amonestaste, en su pecado morirá, y sus justicias que había hecho no vendrán en memoria, pero su sangre demandaré de tu mano. Pero si al justo amonestares para que no peque, y no pecare, de cierto vivirá, porque fue amonestado, y tú habrás librado tu alma. Through these words, God is telling me that we need to talk. We need to warn. We need to give warnings to the people. People, they're going to hell. And if we don't speak, if we don't share, if we don't love, if we don't hug, if we don't reach them, God is talking to us. Apostle Peter says once, God is patient with you, for nobody can lose his soul. He's patient. That's why he didn't come yet. He didn't come yet because he's waiting that every Christian, every believer, share, talk, speak, be a watchman for other people that are going to hell. They don't know Jesus. That's why I'm going to ask you. I'm going to tell you why. Why? But let me tell you this. The Holy Spirit, God himself, is moving all the hearts. And I believe that everyone here who is present has in his heart the best desire to reach the people outside. I know that you are connected with me in the same spirit. They need to hear. They need to know. They need to be saved. That's why Arapaho Baptist Church, now Iglesia Cristiana Berea, todos nosotros, every one of us, we are committed to be a watchman for the people who's going to hell. They're going to die in their sins. We need to talk. And let me tell you this. We do not convert nobody. The Holy Spirit does.
That's right.
Only we need to tell is what God made in my life.
This is one of the things I love so much about Pastor Joel, is that he has a heart for the people all around us. And he has a deep burning passion to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to hear the gospel, to be loved, to be befriended, and to share Christ.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to distribute this recording, but please do not sell or alter it in any way. For more information about Arapaho Road Baptist Church, please visit our church website at arapahoroad.org. Arapaho Road Baptist Church is located at 2256 Arapaho Road in Garland, Texas, with Sunday morning services at 9:30 a.m. Feel free to join us this week.